Welcome to the Asbury Free Methodist Broadcast, where today we will be listening to this week's sermon by Pastor Brent Russell.
This week, I thought, being the anniversary service, it'd be a wonderful thing to look at the power of the gospel. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of this good news." Good news, gospel means good news. It can be translated either way. I'm not ashamed of this good news about Christ, for it is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. The good news, the gospel about Jesus is the power of God working. Jesus came to bring the good news. In Mark chapter 1, this is what it says. Later on, after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee where he preached God's good news. The time promised by God has come at last, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. It is good news. The kingdom of God, the place where God's effective will is carried out, where his rule is seen, where what happens is good because they're under God. Here's how Jesus saw part of that good news being played out while he was here. God's effective will was carried out in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. He says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." There was good news. You may have noticed that we live in a broken world. There's a lot of great things about this world, but there's a lot of things that are not right. We could use some good news. There are a lot of things that are wrong and broken and need the message of Jesus. Because into the midst of our broken world, Jesus says, "I bring good news." Now, we will never make earth heaven. This will never be some kind of utopia. But there is God at work in the middle of this world to fix up what is broken so that he may be glorified. And when we get to heaven, it will be a wonderful celebration because we will be able to see what God has done. Well, let me take you back to the city of Rome where Paul is writing this letter to the church. Paul's letter when he wrote says, "For I'm not ashamed of the good news about Christ. It's the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile." Paul was writing this to the church in Rome. It was now when Paul was writing this, the city of Rome was about the same size as the city of Ottawa. About 1 million people in Rome. There was no concrete, really. There was no pavement. They had some kind of concrete, but it was different. No pavement. They had some kind of cobblestones. There were aqueducts that brought water into the city, but really no running water. The sewers were opened in ditches and at the side of the road. And of course, there was no electricity, no modern amenities. It wasn't very sanitary. In fact, plagues and diseases seemed to be regularly outbreak in the city. If there was a fire, it could race through the city in a flash. Half the city was filled with Roman citizens. The other half of the city was filled with slaves. Can you imagine living in the middle of 1 million people like that? In this city, there was only one church. And that church was about the size of our church on a good day, about 120 people. And Paul was writing to it. So the church at our size was hearing this message. There was only one church. Rome, like Ottawa, was the capital city of that day, but unlike Ottawa, it was like the capital city of the world because Rome had conquered the then known world. When Paul is writing this, the Roman Empire is at its height. The Roman Empire was led by Caesar. Now, Paul doesn't say anything about Caesar in Scripture, But if you were a Roman living in the city of Rome, and you heard Paul's letter being written, read, then you couldn't help but see the comparison that Paul is making between Caesar and Jesus. One of Caesar's official titles was the Son of God. Caesar's birthday was hailed to be good news. He claimed the loyalty and allegiance of the greatest empire of the world. Knowing that, here Paul introduced himself to the church in Rome. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. This letter is from Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus. I serve someone else. Chosen by God to be an apostle, sent out to preach the good news. This is my calling, to tell the good news. God promised this good news long ago through his prophets and holy and through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. The good news is about his son. In his earthly life, he was born into King David's family line, and he was shown to be the Son of God. And he was, when he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus, our Lord. Paul says, I'm an owned by another. I was a slave. My allegiance is now to Jesus. You've heard about the Son of God, Caesar, but let me tell you about the true Son of God, Jesus. Caesar has power, but Jesus is Lord. If you didn't catch it, the good news is about God's Son, Jesus. The good news is verified by the resurrection of Jesus. Now he goes on to talk to the Roman church and to us, and this is what he says. And you are included among the Gentiles who have been called to belong to Jesus Christ. I am writing to you all in Rome who are loved by God and who are called to be his own people. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. You are a small church in a big world, but God has called you to belong to Jesus. You are called to be his holy people. Jesus is Lord and you belong to him. You're a small church in the middle of a big city. We're a small church, but the world is so connected. We're a small church in the middle of a big world. He wants to give you grace and peace in the middle of this big world. He wants to fill your life with love and joy. He wants to unleash you into a holy freedom where you can be all that you were made to be in him. That is the good news. Paul goes on to talk a little bit about his calling. He's called to preach the good news. He says in verse 14 that, for I have a great sense of obligation to both people in a civilized world and the rest of the world, to the educated and the uneducated. I'm eager to come to you in Rome too to preach the good news. He says, my call is to tell everybody about the good news. And this is where we get to our key verse. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news about Christ. For it's the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. This good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As Scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. The good news is God is working in everyone who believes. The good news is that God makes us right in his sight. The good news is that we can walk with God and be connected with God, and that we can experience a life that is truly life. The good news is that God, by his Spirit, comes into our life, and he fills us with his life. He gives us love and joy and peace and grace, and he tells us who we are and who he is. The church was a small church in the middle of a big world. Most of the city didn't even know it existed. But people of that church belonged to a big God. When you think about it, that small church, because it existed, got a letter from the Apostle Paul. And that that letter to the Romans was copied and recopied and spread to the churches in Asia Minor. It was passed on, it was copied, and we have it in our text today. God spoke through his word because there was a small church that was faithful. We sit on the shoulder of giants. We live in a small town, but we see the problems around the world. This morning I prayed for Jamaica, for Cuba. You know the troubles around the world. God sees us in this small church, but he's a big God. And he has a role for us to play in this world. We see the brokenness of our political system and our legal system and our educational system and our health system. More than that, we see brokenness in the people around us, and we might even see it in ourselves. But Jesus comes and says, let me tell you the good news. The kingdom of God is near. Heaven is what is heaven is because God, he rules and reigns there. And Jesus says, the kingdom of God is near to you as well. It gives us access because the kingdom of God is near. The good news is that we have access to the throne room of God because our prayer, when we pray, God hears and God answers. The good news is that we have the power to claim the promises of God, and they are great and they are precious. And as we start to learn to hang on to the promises of God, we see that God is good even when the world isn't. And he gives us the strength to sustain us. And we find joy in his presence. The good news is that he gives us his Holy Spirit to be with us. And where in him we find comfort. And he's able to lead us and give us direction and speak to us. A byproduct of the Holy Spirit living in us is that he produces love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. The good news is that Jesus says to you, I've come that you might have life and have it to the full. The church in Rome was a small church. But Paul says, you have the gospel, the good news. And it's about Jesus. And it's the way God saves us and brings us into relationship with him. And in that relationship, we will find what we need to live life well in this world. It's our 71st anniversary. We too have the gospel. Gospel hasn't changed. The way we do church, having a building, you know, it's different than back then, but it's the same gospel. It's the same good news. Jesus still saves. Jesus still comes to us. He still sends his Holy Spirit to us. And so we look at the world and it's a little fragile and uncertain and we're not sure what's going to go on. But we have the gospel, the good news. And God is faithful. And God will be with us. And God is present always. He won't leave us or forsake us. As we walk with our hand in his, God has a way of speaking grace and truth. And my prayer is that people all over this town and all over this county would come to know him and find him and love him, for in him they will find good news for themselves as well, because he's near to the brokenhearted. He comes close to those who are dependent on him. And for us who cry out to him, he says, I've got good news. I'm here to save. And that salvation doesn't come by what you do, it comes by faith in me. Will you put your faith in me and then live that faith out in this world? Following me, doing what I've showed you to do, following my voice, doing what I've called you to do. Let's pray. Lord, I am so thankful for the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. It's good news, and it comes by faith. I know that most people here have experienced your good news in their lives. I'm asking God that as we walk into the future together, whether we're old or whether we're young, that we would trust in your great faithfulness. Lord, help us to walk well with you and with each other. I'm praying, Lord, for many anniversaries where we would celebrate people coming to know you, where we would celebrate people following you, where we would celebrate how you meet us in worship and how we're being grown deep by your Spirit, how we are seeing our prayers answered and how we are growing together in love and how we're seeing people come to know you. Lord, I pray your blessing on this church and this people. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for joining us this week on Asbury Free Methodist Broadcast. Make sure to visit our website at asburyfmperth.com, where you can subscribe and never miss a show. If you'd like this broadcast, you might want to check out our Facebook page, Asbury Free Methodist Church. Until next week, take care and God bless.